Hi, Ron. Oh, Lordy.
How do you know?
I just can tell, Ron.
Vocal recognition, Ron.
I've changed custody.
You want to say it again?
I was a C3.
Being, what is that, maximum security?
Maximum to medium.
How do you get out to use the phone?
Well, they unchain you in the morning off the wall.
What?
They unchain you from the wall?
Now I'm in W-2.
What does W-2 mean?
W-2 means Ward 2.
Yeah, that's not so bad.
You hear screaming in the background?
Yeah, I hear screaming.
You got more people scream and less chances for opportunity. If they don't have a year to go here, there's only 32 years in service. You don't get a gold pin, though.
You don't get a gold pin for what?
Or a gold watch.
Yeah.
We're still in the factory right next
okay.
door.
Okay, so here's the problem.
You're looking for a bunkmate, Ron?
Did you take the drug?
Sure is handsome.
Hang on, Ron. Ron?
He's all fired up today.
Ron, Ron, don't speak for a second. Is today... Ron? Ron, shut up! Okay, now, Ron,
yes.
Is today the day that you took your meds?
Yes, I did.
Well, okay.
I take them every day.
Oh, do you? Because I noticed that some days that you're a little more,
lucid.
Understandable.
Lucid. I love the word. I love lucid. Sure?
I love lucid.
Da 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 da.
Hey, I gotta go.
Bye, Ron.
Ron is brought to you by Horizon Ford. Well, I retract that. How about this? Horizon Ford has nothing to do with Ron. They're Seattle's truck store. Horizon Ford.
We mentioned that we have the Melody Ranch Quiz Wheel coming up, and we've got Carlo's movie review of Bubble Boy coming up, and today's Monday, so we've got Dead or Alive. And where in the world is Roy Otis? Clue number...
9.
Can't believe it's already over. The summer.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
September's the greatest month of the year.
I think it is. Yeah, it is. You know, but they shut all the pools down for all the little, the wee-wee pools. Have you seen those things? And you put your kid in its diaper, and then you let it go trotting around in there, and the diaper is down between its knees.
Yeah, but it's all kids.
You know, they're rolling around in each... You just take the diaper off and let the thing go loose.
What wee-wee pool are you thinking of?
Hiawatha wee-wee pool in West Seattle. Holy Moses. Those were some heavy diapers. What does a diaper weigh when it's wet like that? My God, those kids are like weightlifters.
It's a good look for them. They are. It builds strong kids, strong children.
12 ways.
At the Hiawatha Wee Wee Pool. Hey, Robin.
Maynard.
Robin.
Maynard.
Robin.
Coming up, Carlo's review of Bubble Boy at 7:20.
It's time now for the Melody Ranch Quiz Wheel.
Good morning, and thank you, Talking Ty. Who's on the telephone?
Ted Goodrich.
Hi, Ted. How are you?
Tim.
Tim, hello.
How are you, Tim?
Great day. Sunshine and all that.
You know, you describe it vividly, Tim. And I'm all hoorah. Come Saturday, you won't have your August to kick around anymore, will you, Timmy? Tim.
Tim.
The name is Ken.
All right, Tim. Here
Jeez,
we go.
No, it's Ken.
Yeah, Ken Goodrich from Alaska.
The man with the revolving name. I wonder what it will be in a moment. Ken.
Yes, sir.
Name the only recording act ever to have their first 4 releases go to number 1.
We need some assistance here.
Assistance from who?
Clues.
Let's start with the thinking process. What do you, Ken, can you name a few groups that might accomplish this? Who just might have some records that go immediately to number 1?
Oh, the Beatles.
Yeah.
Rolling Stones.
Could be.
A little assistance would just be a nice gift. Great way to start the week, if I may say so.
Yeah.
So once again, you want Johnny to bail you out, right?
Yeah. It's Monday.
Well, let's see. It's a recording act. What does that say when I use that term act? What does that tell you, Ken? This Ken Goodrich I hear so much about from Alaska.
Yeah.
By the way, if you're from Alaska, what are you doing in C? What are you doing in our town?
Visiting a friend that's getting married this weekend.
All right, good enough.
Not the Rolling Stones.
There's Jackson 5. Jackson 5, let's see, number 1? Yeah, that could be. Not the Osmonds. An act would allude to the fact that they danced, perhaps. Sang and danced. And
yes, that's true. They did, Ken. They sang,
Temptations.
They danced.
The Commodores.
Commodores.
You know, let's just get this over with since he's
is
not going to
help
us.
You want to go with the Commodores?
Let's just say that the Jackson 5 is the one that we're looking for, and we'll just leave it alone. Okay, okay, and you'll just lose. Yeah, we'll lose, and we'll lose proudly.
The Jackson 5.
Yeah. Well, now there's your money.
First four songs, right to the top.
Turn it back on.
Well, there's nothing to turn up. It's like K-Tel. There's just no bottom.
Howdy-do.
Good morning.
Hello, Carlo.
What movie
My
did you see?
My movie reviewing friend.
What was it?
Bubble Boy.
You were reluctant to see Bubble Boy. There was resistance, and I said, you know what, Carlo? You're going to see this movie, and you're going to come out in the good foot. What do you think?
Well, it was enjoyable, but there was nobody in the theater.
Well, that's all right. How was the movie? Enjoyable?
Yes.
You know, a lot of the critics across the nation are calling this one of the supreme crap busters of all time.
Well, I might agree with them.
Well, no,
wait a minute. You just said it was enjoyable.
Carla, I will admit the intent of dispatching you to Bubble Boy was just to horse with you a little bit. We thought we'd send you to something a little sour.
It's different. It's a comedy. I relax.
All right, so what's the story of Bubble Boy?
Well, there was a true story that happened about 10 years ago.
But this was not that story.
No. Kid is born and he's got no immunization, so he comes home from the hospital in a big bubble, you know.
Yeah, can we stop you there? He has no immunization.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
He's naturalized, though, right?
Yeah, he's a naturalized American.
He came through immigration?
No, he didn't come in.
Has he had his immune shots?
No, he don't have any immune.
No, immune system was what you're trying to say.
Yeah, it don't work.
Yeah.
So anyhow, this goes on till he's about 16, you know, and a cute little neighbor girl, you know, she's out there in a bikini and washing his car, and he gets a big heart on. He asks his mother, what am I going to do? She says,
what?
Like I tell your father, do the Pledge of Allegiance. So he does it, and she says, did that, nothing happens. She says, do it again. toward the end, you know, he wants to get to Niagara Falls to stop the wedding, you know. And
stop what wedding?
That cute little girl in a bikini.
Oh, he's marrying her now.
No, she's going to marry some punk rocker.
Oh.
And anyhow.
Well, don't give it away, Carlo.
So does he go over the falls in his bubble?
Yeah.
He does?
No, yeah, he
does. Does he really?
Then he comes back up in, I don't know, undercurrent or something.
And
like
did they depict any in the bubble?
He did not fascinate in the bubble.
Mm-hmm. Well, how about you in the theater? Maybe that's why it was empty.
You probably cleared it out.
Yeah. He had lost his immunity. He had gained his immunization back at the year four, but his mother, she didn't want to share her boy with anybody else, so she lied to him for the next 12 years.
About his immunization?
Yeah, that, you know, if he got a cold germ, he'd die. That's bullshit.
Mm-hmm. Sure it is. Have you ever known anybody that didn't have the immunization?
I did when I was born. I mean, you can't stop bleeding on your own until you're 22 days old.
I know, because I am the boy in the bubble.
Well, I'll give you a number to call, and she'll prove it to you.
All right, by God, let's call that number now. I'm dialing that number right now. Thank you, Carlo.
Call Clara.
Okay. Where
in the world is Roy Otis?
Yeah.
I screwed.
Roy Otis.
I know.
It's little Roy.
Roy Otis.
With today's clue, where in the world?
Today's clue is, I could scuba in. Did you get that?
In the mystery location.
What?
Okay.
All right, good clue.
Nice talking to everybody.
Best of luck to you, buddy.
Good luck to you from your talking underpants.
Yeah. Okay, I think I got a part of
some.
I think I got a part of that.
I got it.
All right.
He left a blank spot at the end. We're going to go to Pat Bland this morning, who is in the laboratory at Boeing. What do you make in the laboratory there, Pat?
Actually, I work on measuring equipment down here.
And what are you measuring, Pat?
Oh, anything that gets used on the airplanes down here.
Uh-huh.
Did you ever measure anything else?
Well, not at work.
Pat, we have a total of 9 clues in the Roy Otis Where in the World mystery location. Gosh, there have been some outstanding locales. Majorca, Spain, Rarotonga Island, Carmel, California.
Yeah, I had that Carmel one, too.
Did you really?
Yes.
No kidding. That's the kind of a guy you are, huh?
Oh, yeah. A lot of free time, I guess, huh?
Well, how many clues have you heard of the 9, Pat?
Actually, all of them.
Each one?
Mm-hmm.
And what are you led to believe? Where is the mystery location?
Well, I think it's north of South America, off Puerto Rico, down below it, let's say Aruba.
So do you got down 51 as being Puerto Rico being...
The 51st state.
Exactly.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How do you regard Puerto Rico as the 51st state?
I think it was, wasn't it?
Well, it's considered a territory of the United
States. It's not a state, Pat.
No,
it's a territory. That's the kind of a lab guy you are, huh? Right. Well, I thought it was a wing. No, that's a tail, Pat. That goes on the back of the plane. Pat says Aruba is the mystery location. What do you call it, Pat?
Aruba?
Aruba?
Yeah.
Congratulations,
Sounded
Pat.
Good, huh?
Yes.
Better than the buzzer everybody else was getting.
You mean, you know you're going to Aruba. Do you know that, Pat?
I can't hear you. All that music.
I know. We had a little.
Going on.
We had some hot carnival side action going for your benefit, Pat.
Oh, thank you.
Now, yes, Pat, you'll be frolicking on the beach at a posh, fabulous beach resort. It's all good. And windsurfing, okay. Do you like to windsurf?
Yes, I will take anything and all.
Are you a snarfer in any way?
A snarfer?
No.
A snarfer.
A snarfer.
Pat, have you ever snarfed before?
Have you? Huh? Have you ever?
I'm going to plead the fifth on that one.
Rain barrel snarfed?
Okay. Pat, I'm just real happy for you. And now the other clues. An aardvark would love this. What did that lead you to?
The Lesser Antilles.
The Antilles.
Yeah.
Antilles.
Yeah. And what drew you to Aruba initially?
Just this last one. I knew it was a set of one of those islands down there. I just didn't know which one.
Well, you know,
Aruba, you know.
Right, and when you say one of those islands, you know, you're not far from Trinidad. Well, you don't want a vacation there, do you? No. You're not far from Barbados. That's lovely with all of its swaying palms. And on the island of Aruba, more of a desert-like climate.
It is more of a desert-like climate, but the beaches are fabulous.
They're really fabulous. They're white coral sand.
And?
Paucity of sand fleas, so you don't get eaten to death on Aruba.
Uh-huh.
And why is that? Because nothing lives on the island.
Yes, there's something that lives. You'll live. On the high hog, I'll tell you. A couple of people had it figured out last week, I'll tell you. But, Pat, you're the guy today, the lucky winner. Congratulations.
I am the lucky one.
Yes.
You'll be staying at a fabulous beach resort with the Mortons. Merle, Myrna, Martin, Marlon, and Mo Reese, baby.
Mo Morton.
Nobody can figure out how Mo Reese is actually genetically interrelated to the rest of the Mortons, but he's there.
All righty.
Family Bush.
Hang on. Pardon me?
What? Well,
never mind.
That's your own personal business, Pat.
Hang on, Pat, and we'll get all your information from you. Well, there's a nice little fellow.
Mm-hmm.
Pat Bland is going to Aruba.
Aruba. And is Roy done with his travels? No. He circumnavigates the globe.
And tomorrow at 7:20, another clue, a new location.